Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Michaela.
How are you doing today, Michaela?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited because things are starting to ramp up, man.
There's like so much stuff going on. Right now, there's like too much news, but I know the floodgates are going to open.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very soon.
Yes, because guess what I just got?
What?
I just got my pass holder preview email for Galaxy's Edge at Walt Disney World.
No way.
I did.
So you're going to finally see the land that I've been raving about.
Yes, but I think you're going to get to see it before me.
Yes, I get to see it again.
Yes, the one in Florida, though.
The one in Florida. Not the one in California. The one in Florida.
So, yes, very exciting. So if you're a Platinum Plus, I forget the other ones.
You have to Platinum, Platinum Plus, and Premier.
Yes, if you're one of those, keep an eye out on your email that you have attached to your Walt Disney World account, because you will get an email that says, hey, here's your chance to get your reservation to go check it out. The dates they gave me were the 19th through the 21st.
And yeah, they said that they have it open between August 17th to the 21st.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those are the dates that I was given. I made my reservation. You can take people with you, but you have to make sure they have one of those passes, the Premier, Platinum, or Platinum Plus. And they can come with you. So I made my reservation, and I'm hoping I'm going to be able to go.
Oh,
fingers crossed, man. I'm super excited. But anyway, so keep your eye out on your email.
And check your junk. Your junk mail
on
your email.
Your junk folder. Make sure you specify. Check your junk
my
mail.
My deepest apologies. But yes, your email, but there's a junk folder.
Yes.
In
and your
email.
Clutter folder. Bam. And all that to make sure you don't miss it. Because you told me, you're like, have you gotten it yet? And I'm like, no. Was I supposed to? She's like, I've heard people are getting them. And I'm like, And that was like 2 days ago. I started to freak out. And then this right before we started recording, I go, I just got my email.
Oh, so, that's great. I'm so glad you're able to snag them, because some people are not so lucky.
Yeah. And also keep in mind, too, that when you, when you click the button that says reserve now, it might take you to a site that says, hey, don't click out of this screen or you'll lose your place in line.
Yeah. The virtual queue.
The virtual queue. So just be patient. It took mine like probably 15 minutes to get through the virtual queue. So
don't be too distracted.
Yeah. Don't be too distracted. Don't, feel like it's not working, and it's working. It'll pop up when you're next in line.
Patience. So. Patience, people.
Patience.
That's what I had to struggle with.
Oh, man. I have struggled with patience on a daily basis. But enough about me. Let's talk about some recent theme park news and updates. SeaWorld Orlando. Michaela, what's going on?
So going on right now is the new summer concert series. It started last weekend, and it's going on until August 11th. So on this page, we could probably put the dates of the weekends and who's performing.
Yep.
So you could see who you might want to see at SeaWorld Orlando.
That's cool. And then Busch Gardens Tampa, their summer nights is still going on until August 11th. Because believe it or not, kids in Tampa are going to be starting school soon.
Yes.
Crazy.
And they have to start getting ready to decorate for,
Halloween.
Halloween, everyone.
Can't believe it already. And what?
Yes. So this one I was pretty shocked about. At Universal Orlando, Despicable Me, Minion Mayhem, that virtual little thing.
It's right by the front of the park across the street from the Shrek 4D. Yeah.
And they no longer have 3D on that attraction.
Really?
Yes. So it's just going to be 2D now. I'm not sure the reasoning behind it. I'm sure we'll find out later.
Yeah.
But it's going to be 2D now, which I don't think it takes too much away from it. I still love it.
Still fun.
I'm still going to go on it multiple times.
Yeah, it's still super fun.
So yeah, no more of the goggles. My thinking, this is me personally thinking, that maybe kids, it slides off their face very easily. Because I've gone with kids before with 3D attractions, and they can't keep them on.
Or maybe they're the kids were getting sick?
Maybe the kids are getting sick. I don't know, but Universal Orlando felt the need to take it out, and I trust their judgment.
In Universal Orlando, we trust. All right, let's talk Walt Disney World, Epcot, Illuminations. We've been talking about this for a couple months now. It is ending. That show is ending September 30th of 2019 this year, and their new show, Epcot Forever.
It's a temporary installment. That one will start the next day.
Okay.
So October 1st.
There'll still be a show going on. They'll have a temporary installment in between.
And I just found out, which I had to write it on mine, Celebration of Disney Music will be the permanent replacement. And that will start May 2020. So Epcot Forever will go on from October 1st until May of 2020 until Celebration of Disney Music with light shows and lasers and moving water fountains. Like, it's going to be amazing, I hear.
Wow. So, well, and the Disney music's amazing.
Oh, yes. So it will be very interesting to see how they tie it into to Epcot.
Right.
The worldly world showcase. And you never know. Maybe they're going to make some music like Frozen, let's say, put it in like German. You know, maybe they're going to make it in different languages.
I wonder what Let It Go is translated into German.
I've heard it in French.
German
in
or Norwegian. Norway. Norwegian.
Or French.
Or like, French.
Yeah. So
maybe all around the world. It'd be like It's a Small World, but Epcot.
Disney music in different languages.
Oh, boy.
Maybe. I don't know. That's just a
Michaela dream.
That I might. Disney, take it, you know?
Michaela's
take
dream.
Take the idea, Disney.
All right, Disney Grand Floridian Resort walkway under construction.
So you might think there's only one walkway to the Magic Kingdom, and it's from the Contemporary Resort.
Right.
Well, they have one in place for the Grand Floridian, and finally they're working on it to make it available.
For pedestrians.
For pedestrians.
Not just working staff.
Yeah, just to walk from Grand Floridian
hallelujah.
To...
Oh, hallelujah.
So you don't just have to rely on the monorail or the boat.
Or the boats.
You could walk. So we don't know the date on that when it's opening yet, but it is under construction and we're hoping to see it come back.
Yeah, because one of the great things about staying at one of those three resorts that's connected to Walt Disney World or the Magic Kingdom is that you can stay late.
Right.
And then you don't have to go far to get home. But everybody else does the same thing. And so the lines for the monorail can be quite long and the lines for the boat can be quite long. And I remember I was staying there with my dad a couple of years ago and we stayed late because we wanted to like stay up late and have fun at Walt Disney World.
Right.
And we got stuck in a long line for the boat because the monorail was super busy. And we were trying to figure out if there was a way to walk because, I mean, it's not far. And we found out quickly that there was no way to walk. So this is going to be really great.
This will be very helpful for those who, you know, just don't want to avoid the lines and just walk right to
Absolutely.
The resort.
Absolutely. It's about time. Let's talk about the next thing, Michaela. What you got?
So at Destination D, that's a little conference that Disney has that they invite like D23 members. That's their fan club. This was last fall, they announced that a resort was coming to replace the area of the old River Country Water Park.
Oh, wow.
Used to be.
Yeah.
And this place is called Reflections, a Disney Lakeside Lodge. And it will include DVC and villas. So Disney Vacation Club. You can use your points at this resort when it opens for their villas. Now, something was announced, though, recently.
Okay.
It's going to feature a tableside restaurant on Bay Lake.
Oh, cool.
So,
and there's firework. Can you see the fireworks from there?
Probably in the distance.
Right.
But I'm not too sure where it's going to face.
Okay.
But I know that there's pictures of concept art out there already for it, and it looks gorgeous. It kind of looks like the Grandestino Tower that's just built, like the entranceway of it.
Right.
In the sense where the restaurant's gonna be, it's like this really open area.
Wow.
And I'm very excited to know more about that. And speaking of knowing more, at the end of next month,
yeah,
in August,
yes,
is D23 Expo.
Yes.
And I will be going to it.
Of course you will.
And I will be hearing more about all these enhancements that are coming to the parks.
Okay.
So I will,
you'll be our insider. Okay. Well, that's awesome.
And I will let you know. It's not going to be till next month, so I'm holding my breath. Oh, I shouldn't hold my breath, actually, because that would not be good. I probably won't make it. But on August 25th, that's a Sunday. That's the day that they're going to have their Disney Parks session.
Okay.
Where they're going to announce a lot of stuff that are going to come to all the parks, including the one here at Walt Disney World, Orlando. So okay. I'm so excited.
Well, then that next show is going to be, the next show of ours is going to be filled with new information.
new information.
I can't wait.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because they were teasing a lot of the stuff that I was talking about here in a new press release that Disney released. So a lot of new things are going to be talked about there. And I'm so excited to share it with everyone here.
They are just growing so quickly.
They really are.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And now let's get into what we teased a couple weeks ago. You actually stayed at the new Grand Destino Tower at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. Tell us about the new hotel.
I did, and I actually booked it the day of.
Oh, so there were availabilities.
So there was availabilities, and there still are availabilities.
Oh, cool.
With a lot of Florida resident discounts.
Nice. Gotta love those.
You gotta look into what is offered there. And so the day of, I did go to a concert in Disney Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, we should stay at the Grand Destino Tower if there's availability. So we look and we book and we go, and it is gorgeous.
Okay.
I, at first, before it was built, I thought it was going to be a basic tower, maybe look like a convention center type look. No, not at all. It makes the art in it is very Mexican.
Okay.
Because the Coronado Springs is in Mexico. And there's all these lights and open areas and huge windows looking out into the rest of the resort.
Okay.
Because the Coronado Springs is there. And there's a walkway that we went right when we checked in. Well, we didn't even check in. We checked in on our phone.
See, that's the best thing.
And they send the room number to us.
So
we got to avoid the line at the check-in center. Mm-hmm. And when you walk in, there's a bunch of people, the cast members there, greeting you, asking if you have any questions about anything, especially since it was the opening week.
Right.
So a lot of people don't really know about the resort.
Right.
And it's funny because when you look at newer resorts, you could tell that it's new. But at Disney, everything looks new.
Yeah,
you know,
it's just
so
constantly
if you
new.
Go to the Grand Floridian, and if you've never been, you would think it was new. So
that's
when you
crazy.
Walk into Grand Destino, the only thing that you know it's new is because there's a bunch of cast members right there to greet you.
That's so cool.
When we got there, our room was ready. We got upstairs, a big king bed room overlooking the Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Whoa.
Yes. And then if you look out and you look to the left, you could see Epcot.
Oh,
the
cool.
Ball. You could
yeah.
see. And it was a little further away because you could see the Tower of Terror and you could see Galaxy's Edge from
Ooh,
the room.
A bird's eye view.
A bird's eye view. A little bit of a distance so you can't see right into the
right.
park, but you could see it from your room.
Very
and
cool.
And I had to tell you about these TVs in
oh.
this room. It is, have you ever been on a Disney cruise?
A while ago.
Okay, so on the Disney cruise, if you've ever been, they have on-demand movies, Disney
right,
movies.
Right, yes.
And they had it here. They had on-demand Disney movies.
Wow.
So we opened it up and we were looking at all the movies they had, a lot of Pixar movies.
Nice.
And we didn't have time to watch any, but it was cool to know that, let's say you were coming with a family.
Yeah.
And your kids want to watch a certain Disney movie. They don't have all the Disney movies, but they do have a lot
enough
of them.
To keep your kids
enough to keep it
kids entertained
for the night before going to bed maybe or in the morning
yeah
trying to get them up. And they also have a way that you connect your smartphone to the TV, so if you have episodes of
yeah.
something that you wanted to binge watch and you're like, I'm in Disney, I can't really watch it because Netflix isn't here, if you have Netflix on your phone, you could put it up on the screen.
Oh, that's so cool.
Isn't that awesome?
When I stay at Walt Disney World in the resort area, I'm not really in the room that much. It's really to shower, sleep, and then run off to the park when they open really early. But now that's really cool to know that now, like, you know, it's kind of like your home away from home a little bit.
Yes, it's very nice. And another feature on the TV is they have different Disney music playlists.
Oh, fun.
So they had one for the Disney parks, which we put on anytime we were in the room
that one night.
Yes, it was great. You could hear like the Haunted Mansion soundtrack, and we heard like the Figment.
That's so fun.
Soundtrack, and it was really cool to like have that in your room.
Yeah.
Because you're in the parks and you're there at Walt Disney World, and sometimes you don't feel like the energy of it.
Right.
Unless like you hear the music, and putting that on was awesome.
You know, maybe I'm not the only one, but does this make me weird? I like to get to the room and watch the preview channels that they have for all like the nightlife or what's in the parks, or like I'll watch that and it's always on a loop. It's like a 20-minute loop where it just repeats. I'll watch that thing every time I get there to like start my trip. It's like a nice little reset and reminder that like I'm in Walt Disney World. Is that just me?
I love that.
Okay.
I love that. That's why I love this feature of putting the Disney music on, because I could just hear the parks in your room.
You know what, Disney? I'm going to throw something else out there for you. It'd be nice if we got like a download code for that playlist that we could add to our phone even when we left the park, so we could feel like we're a part of Disney all year round.
It should be on the app.
It should be on the app.
Disney
playlist of the park music on the app, please.
It really is an awesome resort, and they really tied it in well with the rest of the resort, the Coronado Springs. And we also went to the pool.
How was that? Oh, same pool. Share the pool of Coronado.
Yeah, it's the same pool.
And didn't Coronado Springs just go under a whole new revitalization as well?
Yes, so those rooms are very similar to the ones in the tower.
Okay, cool.
And then there's also another part of the park part of the resort that has not been updated yet.
Okay.
But we don't know the plans on that, if they're keeping them that way or not.
Okay. But just another place to stay on the Walt Disney
World
Resort.
And it is a moderate resort. So it is reflect those prices of a moderate resort.
Okay.
I like that because it gives you deluxe features that are, but in a price of a moderate resort. So you might want to look into that. There's a lot of availability still, because for my preview day for Galaxy's Edge, we are staying at Grandissimo again.
Oh, smart.
Because it was still available and the prices are great.
Prices are right. And always double check that Florida resident rate or the annual pass holder rate as well. Get you hooked up. All right. So let's go into the theme park tip of the week. It's about food. One of my other favorite topics.
So we talked about this before, that you could book your dining reservations up to 180 days in advance. But we also talked about, well, what if you don't know when you're planning your next Disney stay? Especially if you're a pass holder, you do things on the fly.
Right.
Now, something that me and my fiance always do is that if we want to get a certain dining reservation that is sought after and there's really no way to get it, a lot of the times, if you do it the day before you decide to go to the parks and go to that one restaurant, it'll pop up, or even at midnight the day of, because remember,
people cancel
at midnight to not get charged.
Right.
And they sometimes just reserve it just in case.
Right.
But Disney has those rules that you have to cancel up to 24 hours in advance.
Or you get charged.
And it's usually the midnight.
Okay.
So I always look on there, and a lot of them pop up. Because there was one time where we wanted to go really badly to breakfast at Cinderella's Royal Table.
Yeah.
It was all taken up days before. At midnight, the day of, we were able to snag it.
Wow.
For breakfast that same morning.
Wow. So you just got to stay up a little late and check your app to see if it's available.
It's just how badly do you really want
exactly. And then you were up at 7 a.m. for your dinner, for your breakfast reservation.
Yes.
But it was worth it.
It was worth it. It was very nice.
All right. Well, I think that's it for us this week. Again, we'll keep our ear out for any new updates that come out, because we are right on the edge of Galaxy's Edge opening.
Ooh,
it's coming soon. Everybody's talking about it. And we'll make sure that we update you with any information we hear.
I'm so excited to hear your take on it, Rachel, Galaxy's Edge. So,
yeah, I'm a Star Wars fan. I'm not a rabid fan where I like dress up as them and I can quote the movie. I know the movie. I know the cultural importance of the movie. and it's Walt Disney World, so I love it anyway. Mm-hmm. But yeah, because it'll be interesting to see a super fan's kind of take on it, and then somebody who's like a casual fan.
Yeah.
So
for everybody.
For everybody. All right. So if you have any questions for us, themeparksandrec@gmail.com. And that's it. We'll catch you next week.
Bye, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.